presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Finance and Economics.
March 18, 2000 America, New York, globalization and autocracy are awkwardly locked together. For how much longer? Disentangling the two will be hard and costly.
Finance and Economics.
March 18, 2000 America, New York, the disturbing new relevance of theories of nuclear deterrence. Lessons from the work of Thomas Schelling.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 17, 1120 America, New York, the traitor was paid to cook for the Russians. One can imagine a just war between a state representing individuals who want to be free and left alone and, on the other side, a tyrannical state aggressor intent on subjecting and looting the libertarian country.
Armstrong Economics.
March 17, 1111 America, New York, Ukraine adopts WEF proposals. Zelensky has just signed into law the first steps of Schwab's Great Reset. He announced he is introducing a social credit application combining universal basic income, UBI, a digital identity and AMP, a vaccine passport all within their DApp.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 17, 11 o'clock America, New York, oil markets big winners, little guys, who are eager to drill. Texas oilman Autry Stevens and other small operators are racing to produce more crude with big players on sidelines. This is almost too good to be true, Mr. Stevens said about current market conditions.
Daily FX Market News.
March 17, 11 o'clock America, New York, oil and energy stocks are overextending, tasty trade clips. As the market begins to rally again and risk sentiment regains, Ilya thinks some fundamentals in the global supply chain need to be priced in before oil prices can reach an equilibrium.
Daily FX Market News.
March 17, 1013 America, New York, US dollar price action setups, EUR, USD, GBP, USD, AUD, USD, USD, CAD. Rate hike sell-offs have shown in both USD and GBP, and both currencies are primed to move after pulling back to key supports.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 17, 10 o'clock America, New York, mortgage rates top 4% for the first time since 2019. Rising borrowing costs pose another challenge for would-be homeowners already facing soaring home prices.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 17, 10 o'clock America, New York, mortgage rates top 4% for the first time since 2019. Rising borrowing costs pose another challenge for would-be homeowners already facing soaring home prices.
New York Times Business.
March 17, 9:30 America, New York, 4 financial tips for buying a second home. Second homes are becoming more expensive, and house hunters should examine interest rates, upfront fees, maintenance charges and taxes when calculating the cost. Second homes are in demand, but home buyers should be aware of fees and hidden costs.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 17, 852 America, New York, jobless claims edge lower in tight U.S. labor market. New applications for unemployment benefits, a proxy for layoffs, fell by 15,000 last week, remaining near historically low levels.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 17, 838 America, New York, Citigroup sits between Russia and a possible bond default. Confusion over whether foreign bondholders will receive payments puts the spotlight on the bank, which acts as the paying agent for the $2-denominated bonds issued by Russia.
Daily FX Market News.
March 17, 821 America, New York, Bank of England hikes rates by 0.25%, GBP, USD slumps. The Bank of England hiked interest rates by 25 basis points today, as expected, but the overall dovish tone of the release slammed sterling lower.
BBC News, Business.
March 17, 817 America, New York, interest rates rise again to counter higher prices. Bank of England increases rates for the third time in 4 months as the cost of living rises.
BBC News, Business.
March 17, 817 America, New York, interest rates rise again to counter higher prices. Bank of England increases rates for the third time in 4 months as the cost of living rises.
New York Times Business.
March 17, 744 America, New York, Russia says it made a $117 million bond payment to prevent a default. Mr. Cuomo's lawyers claim the money is owed to him for wrongful termination.
New York Times Business.
March 17th. 7:40 America, New York. Will inflation fix itself? That appears to be what the Federal Reserve is counting on.
Marginal Revolution.
March 17th. 7:25 America, New York. Letters of Marque and Reprisal. Brooking, Charles. Commodore Walker's Action. The Privateer, Boscawen, engaging a fleet of French ships, the 23rd of May 1745. National Maritime Museum. http://www.artuk.org/artwork/commodore-walkers-action-the-privateer-boscawen-engaging-a-fleet-of-french-ships-23-may-1745-173089.
BBC News Business.
March 17, 7:18 America, New York. Ukraine war could hit global growth, OECD warns. The organization warns the conflict in the region could reduce global economic growth by more than 1%.
BBC News Business.
March 17, 7:18 America, New York. Ukraine war could hit global growth, OECD warns. The organization warns the conflict in the region could reduce global economic growth by more than 1%.
Global economy.
March 17, 7:03 America, New York. Economic impact of war in Ukraine could go from bad to worse. Even the pessimistic forecasts do not include everything that can go wrong.
BBC News. Business. March 17, 6:15 America, New York. Interest rates. What are they and why do they matter? The bank rate is one of the main tools used to keep the UK economy growing steadily.
BBC News Business.
March 17, 6:15 America, New York. Interest rates. What are they and why do they matter? The bank rate is one of the main tools used to keep the UK economy growing steadily.
Digital finance.
March 17, 6:11 America, New York. State of crypto. Annabelle Huang, Amber, Vox EP27. Annabelle Huang of crypto player Amber Group discusses the firm's move to Singapore and into retail. The post State of Crypto, Annabelle Huang, Amber, Vox EP27 appeared first on digital finance.
Global economy. March 17, 6 o'clock America, New York. Use fiscal firepower to ease burden on poorest citizens, says OECD. Targeted support would reduce forecast hit to rich countries' output caused by Ukraine war.